Okay, so we are actually at the bottom of Lamed Daled on the Beis. And let's just kind of explain, let's just summarize what we're up to, because it's a hemshech. We mentioned at the beginning of the Sigya, we mentioned a couple of Mishnayos and Maseches Maisros with regards to at what stage does grain, does fruit, take on the halachic status of tevel. And we said that there's two conditions which need to be met. Condition number one, there's a requirement of re'iyas pnei habayis. You need to bring the grain, the fruit, the produce through the pnei habayis, or the chatzar. And number two, it's got to be nigmaru malachton. But you need to have those two conditions. Now, we said that there's a special din with regards to Shabbos, that because the food which is consumed on Shabbos has an intrinsic chashivos, after all the pasuk says, ukarasa l'Shabbos oineg, that anything which a person eats on Shabbos is considered to be an oineg. So therefore, Shabbos, the mile of Shabbos, it's able to make up for various deficiencies. So we said that, let's say, if you have fully ripe figs, but it was not roya pnei habayis, and Shabbos came, and the case was, in the Mishnah was that you had children who took these figs and they set them aside for achila for Shabbos. So even though they weren't roya pnei habayis, Shabbos is kevas. So Shabbos makes up for the deficiency of a lack of roya pnei habayis. Now the question was, do we say that Shabbos also makes up for the deficiency of loy nigmru malachton? So do we say that the mile of Shabbos, the mile of ukrosa l'Shabbos oineg, it takes care of a lack of riyas pnei habayis, and it also takes care of loy nigmru malachton? Or do we only say that Shabbos is able to compensate for a lack of riyas pnei habayis, but there is a requirement that at least the fruit has to be nigmru malachton? That was the discussion. So that was the question which Rava asked Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, we have a Messiah, we have a tradition, that Shabbos Kivaz, Bein B'davah Shenigmer Malachta, Malachta, Bein B'davah Shalinigmer Malachta, that is our Messiah. Okay? Now, Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, wanted to bring a raya to his father. He wanted again, so he's trying to bring a raya to the mile of Shabbos, the fact that the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya, Ukarasa L'Shabbos Einig, that food which is consumed on Shabbos is be'etzim considered to be an oineg. So that will make up and will compensate for two potential chesreinus which usually are required with regards to a kvius of maisa, namely riyas pnei habayis, and number two, the requirement of nigmu malachtan. Said Marzutra, I have a raya to my father. The raya is from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Maybe let's just start from there. We'll start from 2, 4, 6, about 9, 10 lines in the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We have a raya to what my father said. Our Mishnah said, a person stands by fruits and grain which is not totally ripe. Erev Shabbos Mishnis. On a Friday afternoon in the Shemitah year, where there's no obligation of Trumas and Maestras, and he makes a declaration saying, I intend on eating from this section tomorrow. And that works according to Reb Eliezer. So we are Medaik, says Mazutra, Taima de Shvius. The reason why you can do so and why you can eat from it, I've taken care of the problem of Mukta and Muchan, by saying I intend to eat from here. And there's no other problem with Trumas and Maestras. Why? Because it's the Shemitah year and there's no Trumas and Maestras during the Shemitah year. So time of the Shviyah is the La Bar Yisurihu. Habishar Shnei Shavua, but had it been another one of the years within the Shemitah cycle where there's an obligation of Trumas and Maestras, Hachanami the Asa, I wouldn't be able to eat from the produce. My time, La Mishrum the Shabbos Kava. Surely the reason is, like my father of Nachman said, because Shabbos has a chashivas. When one Shabbos comes, everything is now considered to be kavua. There's no longer a het of achilas arai. And therefore, Araya to my father. So said my Zutra, brother of Nachman. The Gemara is Matcha the Raya, and the Gemara says, Loi. Shiny Asam, Kaven Dami Mikan, and he Oicha, Lamachar, Kavale Yilavei. I'll tell you why you're not allowed to eat from it. If on a Friday afternoon, in a regular year, not during the Shemitah year, someone says, I intend on eating from this tomorrow, so your declaration gives it a certain chashivas. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi, Shiny Asam, Di'iyu Akshava Bidiburai, Shekara Achila, meaning if I've got something which is only, I don't know, 60% ripe, 70% ripe, so it's not really properly edible as such, but if you say, I intend to eat this tomorrow, so with your subjective declaration that this now is considered to be achila in your eyes, that gives it a certain kviyah. So really, I'll tell you, you don't have a raya that Shabbos in and of itself is able to compensate for a lack of a nigma malachta. And the reason why it would have been meduyik in the Mishnah, that it would have been a problem, is because your declaration gives it a certain chashivas, your declaration gives it a kviyas. Asks the Gemara the obvious question, well, Iach, if so, Mayir Yishabbos, Afilu B'chol Nami. So what does this have to do with Shabbos? It's got absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos at all. Stam, we should just tell him to say a case. If on a Tuesday afternoon, a fellow says, you know what, this grain, which is 60% edible, these grapes, 70% edible, I intend to eat these grapes, you know, tomorrow for breakfast. Oh, so because you have been machshavit, now it's got a chashivas, now it's got a kviyas, so now you're not allowed to eat achilas are. Vos hotos tuton with Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos at all. Why mention Shabbos over here? That's the Gemara's question. Now that the Gemara answers, we quoted this before, Kamash Malan, the tevel muchan hu eitzel Shabbos. It's coming to tell me a chiddush in hachana. Meaning, yes, we would like to say a chiddush in hachana legavi Shabbos, namely that tevel is considered to be muchan eitzel Shabbos. In other words, if we consider which type of food is muchan, so pashtus, we would say type of food which is edible. If there's some type of halachic impediment which prevents me from eating this food, how can that possibly be considered to be muchan? And that says the Gemara, tevel is muchan. Why? It's also to be mafish, trumas, and maestras. That's going to be the sugya and daf lamed vav beis in the Mishnah. Right? Where it says you're not allowed to be mafish, trumas, and maestras, and so on. So I believe it's over there. I don't think so. So why don't we say that it's not muchan? Avdem zak the Gemara, no. It's coming to tell me a big chiddush that tevel is muchan eitzel Shabbos. Why? Shim avra v'tikne mesukin, because if you did it b'diavad, albeit b'isser, b'diavad, it's okay. If you like a Rashi 2, 4, 6 lines before the bottom, middle of the line, Rashi says, Kamash malon, kaven dahagbas, truma, umaisa, midyaraisa v'shabbos shari. You're allowed to be mafish, trumas, and maisas on Shabbos. Ein ze muktzamach mas isser. This is not considered to be a muktzamach mas isser. Therefore, you don't have a raya. You don't have a raya to anything over here. Really, I'll tell you that Shabbos is not kiveya, food which is not nigma malachton. Shabbos is only able to make up for the deficiency of not being raya pnei abayis. But if the food is not nigma malachton, Shabbos is not able to do anything. What's the reason why in the Mishnah it's meduyik? The luyid suyer, it would be another year of the Shemitah cycle, not Shvius. That you wouldn't be able to eat from it, isn't it because Shabbos is kibas? No, it's because your verbal declaration creates a chashivas, that now this, in your eyes, is considered to be food, and if it's considered to be food, that will restrict you from achilas kevel. So again, let's just make sure we have this clear. It's also, I think, quite fascinating to consider a little bit of the machshava hashkafa shabai. We're saying over here an amazing din. We've said so far that there are two requirements in order for something to be asam achilas keva. One is the food has got to be ripe and abayis. Number two, it's got to be nigmar malachtan. It's got to be fully ripe and so on. Properly ripe food. And we're saying that Shabbos is able to make up and compensate for a lack of rias pnei abayis. And Rav asks Rav Nachman, is Shabbos able to compensate even for grain, for fruit, which is not nigmur malachtan? Said Rav Nachman, absolutely. Said Rav Meichat Hesa. Said Rav Nachman, this is our Maseirah. Said Marzach, I've got a riot to my father from the Mishnah. The Gemara is Madcha the riot. Some, I just think it's interesting to consider, you know, what is the Pshat? I mean, we're saying that the mile of Shabbos somehow it's able to compensate for a lack of Rias Bnei Abayis, and we're mistapik whether or not it's able to compensate for a lack of Nigmur Malachtan. Almost as if to say that Shabbos has in it, if we consider the various Bechinas of Shabbos, so there's one basic Bechin of Shabbos, and that there's a Musik of Kvius, things are Kavua, and things are Nach, and things are Yinafash, everything is fixed, and it's the Musik of Rias Bnei Abayis, that's something which Shabbos can definitely deal with. You need Rias Bnei Abayis? Shabbos, ein lecha rias pnei abayis, kan nimtze, kan haya, the musig of being nach, than Shabbos. Say again?
Things have all come home on Shabbos.
Everything is home on Shabbos. We have a suffix as to whether or not there's a musig of, can Shabbos make up for the lack of nigmur malachtan? Is that a function of Shabbos? So Nachman says yes. You know, what comes to mind is the Chazal of Shetei Beinecha Kiru Kol Malachtecha Asuya. The Shabbos is also able to make up for that. And that, you know, the Gemara is not necessarily so happy about. The Gemara is Mavcha, Lamaisa, we're not going to paskin like Rav Elazar, we're going to paskin like the Cholkim. But, you know, it certainly seems to me that these are some of the things behind the scenes over here. Also very, very interesting, just Minyan La'inyan La'isa'inyan, you know, the way we're saying this, it's also very interesting. There's again a halachic shaila as to what about Yom Tov? Is Yom Tov kiveya? So the way we're suggesting now, so this is a din of Yom Tov. These are things which have to do with Shabbos. The musig of bias and kvias and so on. Nigmur malachtan. Yom Tov is a totally different kettle of fish. The reason why there's an issur malacha on Yom Tov is with nothing to do with the reason why there's an issur malacha on Shabbos, like the Ramban says. Totally different thing. Lemaisa, it's the suffix of the tzlach. The tzlach says, what's the din? Is Yom Tov kiveya? Or is it Davke Shabbos? He quotes Avnei Yeshua at the end of the Masech from Daf Mem, who says it's a Davre Poshet, it's Davke Shabbos. Davke Shabbos is kiveya, and we know that the Meiri was only discovered much later, but in Chedush Meiri, it also says Yom Tov is not kiveya. Lemaisa, some want to say Bidas HaRama, maybe Yom Tov is, and so on. That is a very interesting discussion. And then with this, there's further discussions. There's a fascinating Sfas Emes in Psachim who says the following chiddush. Let's say a person has grain of tevel. So he's got wheat, tevel wheat, but it was not Reif Nebais. So if it's not Reif Nebayis, so then it's not properly Tevel, it's not properly Mechuyev and Trumas and Maestros and so on, it wasn't Reif Nebayis. And what does he do? He goes ahead and he takes his grain and he makes it into a matzah. And he eats the matzah. Is he Yotzu? It's his matzah with that. So, Zagdus Vasem is a Meir de Kazach. Kevin Shematzah's mitzvah krivas lemaiser kamesha amru b'sig yosenu. Shemitzvah Einik Shabbos Kevas Lamaisa. Maybe the Hashivas of the mitzvah, that also gives a certain Hashivas, you know, connecting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's also a Kvias and so on. And he says, even according to the Tzlach, who says that Yom Tov is not Kevas Lamaisa, that's a different reason, but maybe by Matzah, maybe Matzah is different. I'll call upon him a very interesting discussion as to Dafka by Shabbos, maybe by Yom Tov also. What about the other mitzvahs? Did they give a chashivas? And another discussion, when we say that Shabbos is kuvas, and once Shabbos comes in, so then there's already an isser of a chidas arai, so at what stage? Is that shkia? Is that seisa kechavim? It seems to be that the Ben HaShmashis, or already from shkia during Ben HaShmashis, that's the time when we say that Shabbos is kuvas. And there are other dinim. You're not allowed to have anything to eat, you know, before Kiddush. You're not allowed to have a drink beforehand because the chashivas of Shabbos and all of its achila gives such a chashivas to the food that there's already a kvias Usually we speak about, okay, so you don't have a suda, but a te'ima ba'alma, a te'ima you can have, and a te'ima is more than what we just consider a te'ima. You can have, you know, you can have something small, less than a kebetza and so on. Here we say that because of the chashivas of Shabbos, it blows everything up and everything is considered to be chashiv. You're allowed to have, you're not even allowed to have a glass of water. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can have, you can just rinse out your mouth, that you can do, based on that, place can say maybe you can also swallow a bit of medicine, if you need to, you can do that also. But I find it a fascinating discussion in the Sugya, and possibly out of the Sugya, as to what are these two Bechinas. I'll go by them. That's what we're holding. We're holding that. Rav Nachman says, Shabbos is Kivas, both legabe a lack of rias penevayis, and even if it's leinigma malachte or mazutra, the son of Nachman wanted to bring a raya, the Gemara was madcha the raya, and the Gemara says the reason why Rebbe Eliezer said that oimid adam ala mukta, a person can stand by grain, by fruit, which is not nigma malachte, during the erev, during the shmita year, when there's no meiser issues. But mashmith would be during a regular year where there would be tremendous mitzvah issues. The reason why you wouldn't be able to do so is because of your declaration. Because of your declaration. Fine. Says the Gemara. Right? The Gemara at the top of Lamed Hayam and Aleph. V'haloi meiseroi chayzer. But isn't all of the leftovers going to go back? V'shaminin leila Rebbe Eliezer. The Amar kol hecha the meiseroi chayzer leikava. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vali Meisra Chayzer Heichimatzis Lamemba De Kiviusa Mishum Di Burahu." We're saying that when the fellow says, "I intend to eat this tomorrow morning," so somehow that makes a kivius. How can that be? Vali Afilu Noitel Harbe Minatavu B'Chol. You take a large amount on Friday afternoon, let's say. Clearly, the mercy, the kviyale, bachila, maruba, certainly looks like you're going to have a generous helping. Still, we say, im dabr haroi lahachzer hamoiser achachila selamakim shenat lemisham. Hashemina leiler blazer the amar loikava benetzila kamaisa. The fact that you took a large amount in and of itself does not create a hashivas and a kviyas. But kol shegim b'dibura b'loy maiserly mikba. You want to tell me that a person is able to say, you know what, this pile of grapes, I intend, it's only, it's not perfectly edible, I'm going to eat these grapes. That somehow gives some type of a chashivos, skevach lemeister, which it henceforth asks as a chilas arai. No, it doesn't make sense, because even if I take the whole pile of grapes and I put it on the dining room table, if it's the type of thing which I could take some and put some back, there's no kvias. That is the shita of Lezer. There's not. Where do we see this in the Mishnah in Maisras? What does it say? Hanetl zesim in a maton. So you've got the maton, which Rashi says is a large keli where you pile up olives. You'd like them to kind of ripen and get soft so that you can extract the oil and so on. You remove olives from there. If you do it one by one, tevelachas achas b'melach v'eichel, everyone agrees. Taking that one by one and dipping them in salt, having them as a nash, that for sure you can do. There's no kvias. You can continue to eat that achimas are, no problem. That's fine. V'im tavo v'nos in the front of asara. But if you take 10 of them, all right, 10 is already a chashav amount. Then chayiv says the Tanagam Yechayiv. Oh, you already took a chashav amount. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, I am min ha-maton tar chayif. If a tummy person, like the Gemara is going to say in a minute, if a tummy person grabbed 10 olives from this maton, so now that he's touched them, he's not going to be able to put them back because the maton is tar. All of the olives there are tar. And he put his hands, he grabbed 10 olives. Now all the 10 olives are tummy by virtue of the fact that they touched his hand. He's not going to be able to put them back. So min ha-maton tar and the fellow's tummy chayiv, because now there is a kfias because you've taken 10. Whereas min ha-maton tummy, but if the maton anyway is tummy and he's tummy, and therefore he can put them back because he's not doing any damage, patur imneishu machzer zamoisar, because he's able to put some back. He's able to put it back. So this is the raya that in all cases where meisra chayzer, then we don't say there's a kavius. Now the Gemara is just going to speak all this out. But we asked, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seva, what's the difference? I'm Rabbi the Reisha, but Matan Tarva Gavra Tami. The Reisha is where the Matan and all the contents of the olives inside are Tahar. The fellow is Tami. He grabs 10 olives. He takes out a stalk with 10 olives on. And he touches them. He's not going to be able to put them back because it'd be Matama, the Matan. Dele Matima Hadele. He's not able to put it back. Whereas Seifa, the Matan Tami, Vigavra Tami. The Sefer, the Matan is already Tame. So the fact that he puts his great big hands on it and he's Metamit, so what? He can put it straight back because everything is Tame Saivi. Tamatsi Mahadale. So we're asking Akash, this is the end of the question. The question is, how can you tell me that the Kriyas over here is because he said, I intend to eat from this Mukta, from the non-ripe grapes, from the non-ripe Tzavua tomorrow, and his speech, his declaration, is able to create something of a kviyas. Even if he takes them and takes a whole stack of olives, that's not a kviyas. Kol shekein dibur ba'alma isn't going to do it. That is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, Masmis nami b'mukta tar v'gavra tamei. So we'll make an ukimta and we'll say the case is also in a situation where the fruit, the grain in this particular pile of mukta is tahar, and the fellow's tamei. So it's the type of situation that were he to grab it, then he wouldn't be able to put it back. So maybe that somehow can be the answer. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Mishanina Masnis Nami the Kava Bidibure, Bamukta Tarva Gavri Tameski, and Adulay Matsila Mahada Maisri, he won't be able to put it back. That's all good and well, hypothetically, but the guy never touched it. Luyit Suyer, if he would touch it, he wouldn't be able to put it back because he's been metamit, and all the payrus are tahar. So he wouldn't be able to put it back. But we're not speaking in a case where he touched it. Well, you're coming to tell me, no, you don't have a raya that there's a musig over here of Shabbos being kevas l'maiser, because the case over here is we just made a declaration from the Gemara, but declaration is nothing. Shita's Rabbi Eliezer is, as long as you're able to put it back, you haven't done anything. And it's only in a situation where you can't put it back, because the rest of the payers are tahar, that you wouldn't be able to put it back. So the Gemara, our Mishnah is speaking about that case, but you just told me our Mishnah is speaking about a declaration. So as they frag the Gemara. The Gemara says, in our Mishnah, it is tantamount to already being mukhzev oimed insofar as you didn't touch them. If you look at Rashi, middle of the page, in the case, if you would take them and he could return them, the Chazar would help to say that there's no kviyas, avalei nikpa, kilei afshe b'chazar nam, avalei naklan, if he didn't actually take them, there is no greater chazar than this, tafir mishkal nam elei shaklinu. So how can you give such an answer? So we are still stuck. So one more time, where are we holding? Where are we holding one more time? We had a shayla, Rav Asher, Rav Nachman, what is the din, what is the mile of Shabbos? The Shabbos make up for lack of rei p'nei abayis? Yes. The Shabbos make up for a lack of Leinik Mer Malach, the Zaksim Nachman, yes. Says Rav Mechatesa, I have a Masera. Says Mar Zutra, I have a Raya to my father. The Gemara is Decha the Raya. Don't bring a Raya from the Mishnah where a fellow stands by a pile of unripe grapes and says, I plan on taking this tomorrow on Shabbos. And we say that you're allowed to because it's the Shemitah and there's no Trumas and Maestras. Mashman are regular with this Trumas and Maestras. You wouldn't be allowed to because Shabbos is Givas. Don't bring a Raya. Maybe the reason why there's a Kriyas is through his Dibor. In fact, the Gemara can't be because Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is Maestran Chayza. Whenever there's Maestran Chayza, there is no Kriyas. And we've proven that our Mishnah is limited by this question. So, Ela Amrev Shimi Barashi, Rebbe Eliezer Kamras. Whoa, we are discussing Rebbe Eliezer after all. Rebbe Eliezer Latamei, I'll tell you what Rebbe Eliezer says. What he says. The Amitruma Kava, the Kol Shekein Shabbos, Meaning Rebbe Eliezer says there's many things which are keveya. Trum is keveya, and so, and all the more so is Shabbos. Let's just see this first. We'll see Rashi does not. Peris shatarman ad shalei nigmur malachtim. Again, remember what's going on over here. He's taking truma before gemar malacha. Really, before gemar malacha, it's not really tevel. It's not really tevel. It's not really mechuyev in trumas and maizes in the first place. But he did it. He did it. So the fact that he is taking truma from it, so he somehow clearly is showing that in his world there is a certain chashivas to these peris. Peris shatarman ad shalei nigmur malachtim. Rebbe Lezer oisav mechum en arai. Oh, now there's an issa mechilas arai. There is already now considered to be a kvias. The chachamim atirin. Chachamim say that's no good. So what's the Gemara's answer? To the extent that Rebbe Lezer says even other things like hafrashas truma creates a kvias. So we said kol shekein Shabbos. Kol shekein Shabbos. Let's just see a couple of rashes over here. Let's see the rashi from the first medium-sized line. Rebbe Lezer l'tamei dam truma kivas. And what's Rashi's bother? What's the kol shekin? Why Shabbos a kol shekin? Because its achila is intrinsically more chashuv. Here we have a pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'karosel Shabbos oinig." Anything which you eat on Shabbos is considered to be oinig. It's only 60% edible. It's an oinig. Shabbos, it's achila Shabbos. Yeah, the zach was a mensch estaf. Shabbos is choshev. That's what the Gemara said. Shabbos be'etzim is choshev. So kol shekein. Aval rabbanon, eimalachakech, the pligi b'truma, pligi b'shabbos. Maybe the rabbanon would say, no, truma is not keveya. Shabbos is not keveya. This is l'enigma malachtan. This is not properly edible. You want to tell me it's mechuyev in trumas and maestras when it's not properly edible? Mali that Shabbos comes. Mali that you decided you're going to take trumas and maestras. It's not properly mechuyev in trumas and maestras in its inedible state, and it's not properly enigma malachtan. So you don't necessarily have a raya, because that's all in the world of Rebbe Eliezer. And surely Rava, when Rava was asking the Shaila to Nachman, he wanted to know, Alibad Hilchasa, do we paskin that Shabbos has the Maila to compensate for Loi Nigma Malachtim? Fine. Good. Tashma mi Seifa. So let's try and bring a Raya from the Seifa. Let's try and bring a Raya from the Cholkim of Rebbe Eliezer, from the Chachamim. What does it say in the Seifa of the Mishnah? The Chachamim Imrim Adshi Yerushoyim. Then what was the case of the Mishnah? A person is standing by a pile of unripe grain or fruit. And they say, I intend to eat from this vague section tomorrow. Rav Lezer says it works. Rashi said the reason why is because of Yesh Breira. The Chachamim say it doesn't work until you make a very clear sign on exactly what you're planning on eating. And like Rashi and Tesa said, because they hold Ein Breira. Okay, so that's what we're saying. The Chachamim Imrim Ad Shayir Shayim V'yema Mikan Vat Kan. Now, time of Erev Shabbos V'Shvius. The only reason why the Rabbanim would say that you're allowed to eat if you designate, meaning the designation is helping to take care of the problem of Breira, but the only reason why you're allowed to eat is because it's the Shemitah year and there's an obligation of Shemitah and Maestras. The Lav Bari Suriyu Habishar Shnei Shavua. But if it be one of the other years, the year 1 through year 6, the Bnei Yisuri Ninu Asurin, you wouldn't be able to eat my time off, La Mishim de Shabbos Kova. So isn't it the Raya because Shabbos is Keveya? Meaning it's only because the Rabbanan just disagree. Like if you look at Rashi, four lines down in the medium lines, Tashma Misei, but the Leifa Rabban Le El Inyan Breira. It's just a Zaitika Machlaikis about Breira. The Rebbe Lezer holds a Breira, the Rebbanan holds a Breira. But they agree, the only time you'd be allowed to eat, Dafka of Shabbos B'Shvius, or B'Shar Shnei Shavua, Osra Mita Misho Maisa. The reason why is because Shabbos is Kivas. So you see, even in the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Shabbos is Kivas. Says the Gemara once again, the same Dichui, Shani Hosam, Kevin Amidikan, Va'adkan, and the Eichal Lamachar, Kavale. The reason why there's a kvias is through your speech and your declaration, you have subjectively made and said, I hold this is choshev, and that's the reason why. So why did we choose to have this discussion by Shabbos, Afilu B'chol Nami. We should have had this discussion by a regular weekday. Kamash Malan, the Tevel Muchenu Eitzel Shabbos. The Tevel is Muchen Eitzel Shabbos, Shem Avra V'tikne Mesukun. And we can ask the next question of Ali Meisr Chayza, because that was a question only in Rabbi Eliezer, like Rashi points out. Fine. So far, what do we have over here? We have Machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. And Lamaista, we have Machlekes between Rav Nachman and the one who's Matcha Rav Nachman, or my Zitcher Beit Rav Nachman, the one who's Matcha. That's the one that we have a Raya from our Mishnah, that Shabbos is Kevas, Bein Linyan, Rias Pnei Abayis, it's able to do without Rias Pnei Abayis, and even with Leinig Mer Malachtan, that would be Machlekes Amaroyim, and so on. Good. Frag Gemara, a stira in Rebbe Eliezer. Frag Gemara like this. Vremini, haya oichel be'eshkoil v'nechaz begin l'chotzer. Person was eating a cluster of grapes, and they walked from their garden to the chotzer. Now we know, chotzer is kevas. Like the Gemara says in Asechus HaPoilim, I have to be repnei abayis or the chotzer. So they're walking with their cluster of grapes from the gina to the chotzer. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yigmar, the fact that you went to a place of kvias, you're allowed to continue, you're allowed to finish it. Rashi says, four lines down in the wide lines, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yigmar, Ibrotza Ligmar, Bechatza Yigmar, Achilasi, the Ein Chatza Kivas, Dover Shalay Nigmar Amalachti. So here we're going to be asking a stira that here Rebbe Eliezer seems to say, if it's Le Nigmar Amalachti, then Chatza is not Kivas. And we're going to say the Shabbos is not kevas. So you can continue to eat your unripe grapes in the chatzer. You're not allowed to. Chashcha b'leil Shabbos, and this is the question we're asking the steer from. It becomes dark on a Friday night. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, so what, the Shabbos came. Yigmar, Shabbos is not kevas. You told me 2 seconds ago that according to Rabbi Lezer, Shabbos is kevas. So this is the stira, and this is the stira which we're asking. Again, looking at Rashi, about 8 lines from the bottom, right? Rashi says, "Kesina chashkalei l'shabbos." Rabbi Lezer Eimer Yigmar imrotz aligmar ki heicha da amar v'chotzer amar v'shabbos yigmar achilas. So why the ein shabbos kivas davar shalai nigmar malachta? And you said that on a regular year in the Shemitah cycle, years 1 through 6, you're not allowed to. Why? Mishum de Shabbos kava, because Shabbos is kivas lemaisa. The mishum de purei leimatzin lemeimar the harav lezer meisri chayzer. So we established pshat like marizutra breder of Nachman, because the other reason of leim meisri chayzer was not able to withstand akashas. So this is Mamish Nachman Estira. Mazutra said, Pshat, it's Muchach Pshat in Rebbe Eliezer, that the reason why on a regular non-Shemitah year you wouldn't be able to is because Shabbos is Kevas L'Maiser. And here we see Mefurish in the Braisa. Rebbe Eliezer says, you're eating, Shabbos comes, you can continue to eat. So it's Estira. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Estira. Hasam Ketani Taima. Over there, it's like we explained. Kedik Tani Taima. Rav Nosson Oymer Loi Kisha Amar Rebbe Eliezer Yigmar B'chatzer Yigmar. He doesn't allow you to actually complete it whilst you're in the chatzer. Remember, you went from the garden to the chatzer. Rav Eliezer says Yigmar. We understood that it meant you're allowed to be Yigmar in the chatzer. Says Rav Nosson, no. It did not mean you could be gemrit in the chatzah. Ella, yoitzi chutz lechatzah v'yigmar. You should take it outside of the chatzah, and you're allowed to go, and then you can finish it outside. Veshita Megabetzis explains and says the reason why is because his hachnas into the chatzah was shaloi ladas. And that's the reason why there's no kfias. You know, if he takes an hour out, that's fine. So it was done kind of, you know, unintentionally and so on. So that's, so says Rav Nosson, Leikish Amar Rav Lez Yigmar, V'chatzer Yigmar, Ela Yoytzi Chutz L'chatzer V'yigmar. V'loi kisha amar yigmar b'Shabbos yigmar. Also, he didn't mean to say that you can complete it on Shabbos itself. Elamamtin elamatzai Shabbos v'yigmar. But rather, you wait until Matzai Shabbos, and then you finish it. So, it's not a stira. Meaning, we thought that Reb Lezer is saying that you're allowed to be goymert on Shabbos, i.e., Shabbos is not kivas. You're not allowed to be goymert on Shabbos. You're only allowed to be goymert on Matzai Shabbos. Now, there still is a problem, which Rashi helps us out with. And that is as follows. If you recall, at the very beginning of the Gemara, very beginning, three lines down, Lamed Amud Beis, Tan Hasan, what was the case? The case was Tenekos Shetamu Tzein Amir of Shabbos. You get these kids, and Rashi explained the Chiddush of children, but the case was they took figs on Friday, and they buried it in the dirt to keep it fresh, and the plan was to eat it on Shabbos. The Shakhu Bala Yisro, they forgot, they didn't take Maisa. We say, L'matzai Shabbos L'yechlu. You're not even allowed to eat it once Matzai Shabbos comes, because you planned on eating it on Shabbos. Shabbos is Kivas. Not only that you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, but you can't even eat it on Matzai Shabbos. So, you are trying to be Miyashiv by saying, oh, when Reb Lezer says you can be Gomer, didn't mean you can be Gomer on Shabbos. He meant you could be given on Mosai Shabbos. But beforehand, when we said that Shabbos is kivas l'maisa, we said it's kivas that henceforth you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to snack from it, not only on Shabbos, but even on Mosai Shabbos you can't. So how have you properly, fully been the ash of the stira? So this is what Rashi comes to explain, which is an important point. We'll just see this Rashi, the Achik Garcina Rashi, about seven lines in the bottom. He says, "Nasim lele kish amar Reb Lezer yigmar b'chatz yigmar alayetzi chutz lachatz v'yigmar lele kish amar yigmar b'shabbos yigmar alayamtin." The Tevayet Reb Lezer kai the Isla Reb Lezer Shabbos kava umiu l'matzei Shabbos yigmar. Aye, before we said you're not allowed to. The Ledami letinekis shatam letein of the Snambal el l'matzei Shabbos also layechlo. What's the difference? This is the point. There the kids said, we're going to have a Shabbos party and we're going to eat these figs. Ah, so they took the food and they designated it for Shabbos. So that now you may not touch these figs until you are mafresh shmus and maizers. Avalzu, in our case, la yichdom Shabbos. You weren't actually miyachad it for Shabbos as such. Shabbos came, we say, okay, don't eat it. Reb Lezer says yigmar, but not on Shabbos. So it's like, it's not quite as chamor insofar as this was not something which was on the menu. It's just that, you know, you were gnashing on this food on Friday. Shabbos came, Reb Lezer says yigmar, not on Shabbos, but not say Shabbos you can. So it's kind of like an in-between stage. Al-Kabbanim, that is the way that we were able to be miyash of this stira. Now, ki asa ravin amar Reb Yechanan. This is how we bask in echad Shabbos ve'echad truma ve'echad chatz ve'echad mekach. Be it Shabbos, be it truma, be it chatz, be it mekach. Kulan ein kivin ella bedavar shenigmra malachton. The only time we'll say there will be a kriyas. I mean, the mile of Shabbos is only if it's Nigmar Malachtan. The mile of Truma, that it's Kiveya, is only if it was Nigmar Malachtan. Chatzar, Mekach, is only Nigmar Malachtan. In other words, not like Rebbe Eliezer. We said Rebbe Eliezer says that Shabbos has a mile, even if it's Le Nigmar Malachtan. But Rebbe Yechanan says, no, it's only if it's Nigmar Malachtan. Now, the Gemara says like this. Why did Rebbe Yechanan mention these four things? So, that which he said that Shabbos is only kiveh, if it's nigmar malachtan, Shabbos la fuke midihilel. When he said Shabbos, he's coming to exclude the shita of Hillel. Let's see this, the Tanya, hamamer peiros mimakam lamakam liktzar, or liktzis. So a person is gathering peiros, and he's going to dry them out, so it's not it's not nigmru melachtem, because he's going to dry them out, so they're not quite at the final stage. The kiddush aleihem ayim, Shabbos came. Amr Yehuda, Hillel atzmai, Hillel was machmir for himself to say that Shabbos is kedusha. So you see that Hishita's Hillel is that Shabbos is kedushas, even if it's le nigmru melachtem. And therefore we're saying that Rabbi Yechanan was saying a statement, la fuke Hillel. Fractase is the obvious question, the bottom taste is Shabbos la fuke mit Hillel, ubedinu da avimatsu leminkat, la fuke mit Rabbi Eliezer. We've just had a whole sugya where we've said that Shita's Rabbi Eliezer is that Shabbos is kedas lamaisa, even if it's like nigmar malachten. So, you know, mimerchak tavi lachmai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan? Why did the Gemara need to say that Rabbi Yochanan is coming lafuke from Hillel? We've never seen Hillel in the sugya. Just say he's coming lafuke from our very own Rabbi Eliezer. The fact that Rabbi Yechim doesn't shtim with Rabbi Eliezer is not a chiddush. The balav achi ein alacha gamoise. We don't know pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer. The shamutihu. Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Shammai. But to say that it goes not like Hillel, that's really a much bigger chiddush. But Tesis does admit and says in Mikol Makim Kamar Basamach. In a minute, we are going to say that the case of Truma. Why do we say the case of Truma? The Truma is only kiveh if it's nigmar malachten. That is lafuke midrav liyezer. The layash chantana the amar Truma kivas v'maisa medavash nigmar malachten eler l'rav liyezer. No one else other than Rav Eliezer is the one who says that it's kivas. There we're forced to say it's lafuke midrav liyezer. But here, if we have a choice to say someone else, we'll say someone else. Fine. That is that. Why did Rav Yechon need to say that Chatz is only kiveh if it's nigmar malachten? That is lafukim mit Rabbi Yaakov. This nan amaver to einim chatzerai lektzeis. A person is moving his figs in his chatzer for the sake of drying them out. So therefore, excuse me, they're not considered to be. They haven't reached the stage of gemar malacha. So the din is bonov ubnei bonov eichlim hen arai uptur min amaiser, because you know they're not gemar malacha. The Tani Allah, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev. Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yudah, Peter. Rabbi Yaakov is Mechayev. He says no. But to the extent that Chatzah is Kiveah, and even though it's Lenik Mamalachten, it still is Kiveah. Truma, we said that if a person is Mafish Truma on fruit and grain, which is Lenik Mamalachten, then it's Chala Kvias Legabi Meiser. That Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's only if it's nigmar malachtan, and that is lafuki midi Rabbi Eliezer. There's not. Perish atamen at nigmar malachtan. If he took truma prior to gemar malacha, Rabbi Eliezer ois lechem and arai the chachamim matirin. Okay, and finally, this that we said: if a person buys and sells, if a person buys and sells something that is able to create some type of a kvias, Mekir HaMemka is able to create some type of a kvias, so that is lafuki someone. So we'll see in a minute who that's coming lafuki. Mekach Kedetanya Lekir Teinu Miyama Arez Lomachim Shrei B'nei Adam Darsin. If a person goes and buys Teinu from Miyama Arez, now we know Ami Arez were chashudin on Meisr. They are derisit, so it's not yet gemar malacha. And the din is, there's a hat of achilas arai, and so on. And when you're ma'aser from them, eventually you will be ma'aser demai. So you see that even though a person has purchased to einim from an amaretz, the fact that you've purchased them, that does not create a chashivas and a kvius in and of itself, because it's leaning from malach. Shmamina roiv ami haaretz ma'asrin hein. Rashi says midazlin lakula dekamra ma'asrin demai. Min etzoni chumra ba'alma. So you see that Rav Amir takes Meiser, and Shema Aminah, You also need to go to Ma'aser, even if it's Lainik Mumalachtan. But so that seemed to be, that all seems to be like Reb Yechanan. It all seems to be like Reb Yechanan. And that is coming Lafuke Mehadisnan. And it's coming Lafuke the following Mishnah, which says, Hamachlef Perizim Chaveroi, if a person is trading, so he's kind of bartering or, you know, swapping fruit with his friend. They're both planning on eating it. Or Zelik says one is going to dry out the fruit, Zelik says, and he's going to dry his fruit. Zelik says, Chayiv, the fact that you did some type of a mekachomemka, that creates a chashivas, that creates a kvias, and therefore there's a chiyuv in maestras, and you chayiv, you never have any achilas arai. And Rabbi Yudaimer, Lech Chayiv, Liktis Potter. The raya is, we're coming to Lafuke from the Tanakhama, who says, the being that Mekachomemka was done, there's going to be an Issa of Achilles Arai. So, I mean, the Shita Megabet says, just explains and says, why was it necessary for Rebbe, for the Gemara to quote this whole Kedisnan, Lekiach Tenemi Amaretz, but Maka, why do we first bring a raya to Rebbe Yechanan and then we say Lafuke Mehadisnan? Why don't we just say Lafuke Mehadisnan, like we did in the other three cases? So the Shita Megabetza says, and this is a bit of a problem if you're Geris Kedetanya as opposed to Kedisnan, but the Shita says, the reason why is because we know that Shita's Rabbi Yochanan is that he passed him like a Stam Mishnah. And therefore it would be Shver, why would Rabbi Yochanan come Lafuke, the Stam Mishnah that we quoted at the end, the Mishnah Perek Beis and Maestras, of Amachlu Peris and Chaveray, if Shita's Rabbi Yochanan is usually to go like a Stam Mishnah? Therefore, we first have to bring that there's another Stam Mishnah which supports Rabbi Yechanan. Our component bottom line, we have showed that Lahalach, as we mentioned, this is how we paskin, that the only time these various things are Kedea, be it Shabbos, be it Truma, be it when it's brought in the Chatzar, be it Mekach Memkar, it's only for something which is Nigmru Malachton, and we mentioned that Shutas Rebbe Eliezer is, that Shabbos has this incredible mila and the ability to be mashlim, both deficiencies, both conditions which need to be met in order to give something the chashivas of tevel, namely riyas ne'abayis, nigma malacht, and Shabbos is able to take care of both of those, but la'alach we don't pass can like a blessing. Fine. Hadrin lachamevi. And we move on to the final parak. Says the Mishnah like this. Mishilin Peres Dech Aruba B'Yomtev Avalei B'Shabbos. So here we're going to be discussing cases where Chazal allowed or forbade levels of Tircha on Shabbos and Yomtev. So you're allowed to lower fruit through a skylight on Yomtev, but you can't do that on Shabbos. If you look at the first Rashi, says Mishilin Peres Dech Aruba Mishi Yesh Leichitin B'Sa'irin. And there's a discussion why did Rashi say chitin if the Mishnah says peiris, but we'll leave it for now. Mishnah chitin v'sairin shtuchen al gagel es yavesh to dry v'rog yishamim m'mash mishinu boyin. He sees it about the rain. He tiro litroyach ulahashlich derech aruba shavigag. They nail from the aretz. You can just chuck them down. So laka tircha yiseira. You don't need to like lift up over. You just kind of kick it and it just falls down. The dafka aruba, the chol aruba, the lamala, lamata, hapatikras agag. The chol aruba, the lamala, lamata, hapatikras agag. Al chaloin, kigem gag shemuk of mechitzas, v'chaloin v'kaisel v'tzach lag bioy. Oh, you'd have to lift it up. That's really a problem. That we won't allow you to be terech. Fine. So din number one is b'shem peres derech aruba b'yomtiv. Yomtiv, yes, not Shabbos. Now, umechasim peres b'kelim. You can cover over Paris with Kalim and Bnei Hadalef because of a drip. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, look at Rashi, Mechasim is a Paris, Vileamin Terech, Shlitzerch, Yom Tavu, Tishari Rabbanim, Mishin Hefzin Moment. So it's clear in Rashi that Rashi's understanding this is the answer, again, also only on Yom Tav. So the first case was on Yom Tav, and there it said Yom Tav Avalei Shabbos. Here it doesn't say that. It just says, Mechasim Peres Bekelim Ibnei Adelef. And Rashi understands that once again it's only on Yom Tov. Mei Adelef, the Chain Kadi Yain and Kadi Shemen, you can cover them over. And finally, the Nesin Kli Tachas Adelef B'Shabbos, you can put a Kli underneath a drip, and that will even allow you to do that on Shabbos. So again, there is a discussion in the Rishonim on that middle case. First case says Yom Tov, not Shabbos. The last case says even on Shabbos, Kol Shekein on Yom Tov. The middle case doesn't say anything. Rashi understands it's referring to Yom Tov. There is a discussion of Shenim, some disagree. Itmar. Rav Yehuda Vernosin. Chad Tani Mishilin. The name of the parak is Mishilin. The Chad Tani Mashchilin. One learned the name of the parak is Mashchilin. Amamazichi Mazatani Mashchilin Mishtabish. Mazatani Mashchilin Mishtabish. Whichever version is fine. Mazatani Mishchilin Mishtabish. Where do you see the Mishchilin is a Lashon to lower down? Dechtiv Ki Yishal Zezecha. Your olives will go down. So you see, it's a lashon of lowering. These are referring to mumim in a bechar, and we say sham shachol means nishmata yirechai. I mean, it's kind of, it's nishmata. It's lower down. The one is higher up. We see it's a lashon to lower down. It's a mandatani mashirin. Lay mishdabish, mandatani mashirin lay mishdabish, mandatani minash manshirin lay mishdabish. Three other versions, right? Interesting trivia question. Which name of the parak? There's possibly five names to the parak. We've got mishilin, we've got mashchilin, we've got mashchirin, mashirin, and manshirin. So these three things is also not mishdabish. Mandatani mishirin lay mishdabish, the son of Ishmael Aymer, nozzle yachav, reishi, bad dame, should rub his head with dirt, mination, measure, as a say, it causes hairs to come out. Which Rashi says, one is referring to a blade, one is referring to scissors, shal saparin. Even though they come apart, tamein is from the kabal tuma. Oh man, that any man shear and they mishdabish is not nation, noshu kelim b'mayim, is kelim fall into the mayim. Malach them, you can still go, ben cheshish. That which falls at the time of harvest. So you see, all of these lashenas are lashenas which have to do with something falling down. Good. So you're allowed to lower peiros through the skylight on Yom Tov. Adkama. How much? How much? Remember, we're saying here that they allowed you to be tereach. How much did they allow you to be tereach? So how much? Amram Zerim Arbasi, Vamilah Amrabasi, Rabbiachan, Ka'isa Shashino, like that which we learned in Masechah Shabbos. What does it say over there? Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupis, Shal Tevin, V'shal Tevua, Bebnei Arachin, Bebnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Meaning, if guests are coming, or you need to make a makeshift Beis HaMedrash, and you've got a bunch of boxes, you're allowed to remove four or five Kupis. So that is a certain level of tircha which Chazal allowed you to do. And the Gemara understands that it would be the same thing over here. Says the Gemara, what's the proof? Maybe it's only because of the Maila of Talmud Torah and the Maila of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Perhaps now they wouldn't allow it. Inami Asim, Haina Taim, Adarbi, Vachamish Kupais, Shari, Mishum, Shabbos, Bechamira. Maybe they allowed you to do four or five, and they were not concerned about a potential zilzal, because Shabbos is the chamir of Eliyahu Zilzuli Bey. There's no concern of zilzal. Aval Yom Tov, the kill of Eliyahu Zilzuli Bey, by Yom Tov, which is cow. And once we allow you to start doing these things, you might be mezalzal even more. We shouldn't allow you to do anything. I mean, the mice, so, you know, we do the mission, it does allow you to do something, but maybe we should allow you only a very small amount. Or perhaps we can say a slightly different tichui. Now we could say, some minor time, they're like a half said moment. Over there, the reason why we allow you, because there's no half said moment. There's no discussion of rain coming as such, so there's no half said moment. Over here, where there's a hafsid mammon, as Rashi pointed out, you see that the gishamim is mamash mashin ubayin, so then perhaps we would allow you to do even more. Okay, says the Gemara, Viter. Oh, so then over there in the Sechah Shabbos we learned, you're not allowed to, let's say you only have five kupais, so you're not allowed to take all five out. Even though we said you can remove four or five, if you need to make a base medrash, if you need to a space for guests, but if all you have is five boxes, and by removing all five boxes, the entire floor area will be removed, will be revealed, then we won't allow you to do it. Awesome. Then don't take all five boxes. Why? Because you'll say, oh wow, I haven't seen this floor in years. It's pretty bumpy floor. I'm going to go and I'm going to even the floor out. And that's an issur d'oraisa of binyan. So, hachamai, what would we say over here by Yom Tov? Hasamu b'Shabbos, the Asim Mishum the Chamir, Aval Yom Tov, which is more kal, Shapir Dami, maybe we can be Mekel. Shabbos is Skila, Yom Tov is more kal, maybe we can be Mekel. Oidom, Asim, the Ikad Bittel Beis HaMedrash, Amasloi. So there, even though there was this big concern and need of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, we still asked, "Hachat alak a Bittul Beis HaMedrash lekol shegein?" For sure, we would not allow it. The Hachat Tanan Mishilin Peres Deacharuba B'Yom Tov Amrav Nachman Leishanu Ella Ba'isigag Avol Migag Legag Loy. Another din which we said that. Over here we said, Mishan Peres de Haruba Biyomtiv. So you can lower the fruit through the skylight on Yomtiv. Rav Nachman said, that's only in the gag which you're in. Rashi says four lines down, but you say gag, Shoharuba Begag, Shapiris Boy. So you just, you know, they're in the, on the roof, and you just kind of move it to the center of the roof where the skylight is, and you plop it down. You lower it down. But to kind of move it, even if the roofs are on the same level, but to start to be tereach, to move it from one roof to another roof, even when the gages are the same level. So that is a din which we learned over here in our sugya. So, hasamai, what would we say? Legavi Shabbos. Hachahu the asim mishum yamtiv the kill the asil zalzuli bay avol shabbos the chamira avol asil zalzuli bay shabadami, maybe we can allow you to do a bit more. Aydulma ma hachah the ikah hafsepeiras amras loy asim like hafsepeiras like kol shekain, that we wouldn't allow it. And one final thing, hachah over here we learned in a brisa lo yishashlem bechevel, you can't lower it with a rope. The chaleinays for liyaridim deach sulamis or down ladders. Hasamai, what we say on Shabbos? Hasa acha biyom tevu de aser de lekibitul beis hamedrash of Shabbos. In that case, where we're discussing the kibitul beis hamedrash shapad, I mean, maybe we would allow you to do that level of tiracha. Aydelma acha de ika hefset peiris and still amras loy. Hasam de lek hefset peiris lekol shekain, and then for sure we would ask for it. On all these things, we end up with a teiku. Maybe we'll just mention tomorrow La Halacha, the sheet of the Rith, and the Rambam, and other Rishonim. Okay. Well,